Welcome along once again to this special feed of the Bugcast. This is Napod Pomo, day 11. It is Thursday, the 11th of November, and welcome along to this next episode of the Napod Pomo series that I am so far successfully managing to do. I hope everybody's well. I hope you had a fantastic Wednesday. And if you're listening to this late, then I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday as well. It's going to be a quick one tonight. I've only got one thing I want to say, and that is went to my lovely elder daughter's first parent evening tonight. We're doing it again, aren't we? Last night, Wednesday evening, sat down with her teacher just to talk about how she's doing. And the only thing I could hear coming out of her teacher's mouth was praise and good stuff and positivity. And it was really, really good to hear. One of the things that she did say that doesn't surprise either myself or Caroline is the fact that pretty much everybody in that school knows who Amy is. She doesn't shut up. And she's like it at home as well. But she just talks to everybody. She's friendly. She's polite. The teachers all know who she is, even though they may not actually have any direct involvement with her in terms of education. But no, it was fantastic. I couldn't have asked for a better first parents' evening, and to say that I'm proud of Amy is such an understatement. And I know that that it's just going to get better. She's a lovely girl, and I'm just really, really proud of her. So well chuffed. So well done, Amy. Okie dokie. Really, just a couple of things I want to do tonight. Today, the first one is to offer a promotion of another podcast, and the podcast I'm going to promote today is the Sunday Free Noodle by Matt Stevens. We've already played Matt Stevens on this Snapod Pomo series twice, once on episode 1 where we played his track 819, and again was it yesterday or the day before, I can't remember, we used his track Doll's House as bedding music. But no, he's actually in the process of doing a podcast once a week for a year. Now, we're on episode 40 at the moment. That was released on, come on PC, work, on November the 8th, which was this Monday just gone, in fact. And yeah, because he's only doing it for a year and he's doing one a week, there's only 12 left that he's going to be doing before he stops it. So 40's out, and there's going to be 52 in total. MattStevens.podbean.com. Having searched around the net, is probably the best site that I can give you. And you can subscribe to it from there as well. So Matt Stevens, MattStevens.podbean.com. And obviously, links will be in the show notes to cover that off. And the kind of things that he does... what he actually said was that the podcast originally came about following a back injury that he had, which gave him leisure, if you can use that word, to have a look at some of the material that's on his hard drive from his own performances and performances that he'd been involved in, and release some of that previously unreleased material to the world, basically, offering it free of charge just for a limited period, just to get some of the unheard material out there and for people to listen to. So he does once a week. It's usually on the Sunday, hence Sunday Free Noodle, but sometimes he's a little bit late with it, which I think can be excused. But if you want to have a listen to some of the less polished tracks that Matt has ever done or been involved in, then you really should go and check this out. If you do have the opportunity to go back to the beginning and listen to everything from show number one, because it really will be worth listening to. I'm just going to quickly scroll you down, see if I can find out when the first episode actually was. Because it would have been somewhere in the region of... Just trying to find it. There it is. February the 6th was the first ever Sunday Free Noodle. It was a live recording that he did back in 2009. So there you go. Check that out. Matt Stevens is a phenomenal chap, and he really is worth listening to his stuff if you haven't done so already. Right. The bedding music today is one that we've already used. It's Secret Archives of the Vatican, Machine Against the Raj. BrokenDrumRecords.com is the web address, and as always, the links will be in the show notes for this episode on the website at thebugcast.org. The track we're going to play today is a bit of a special one. I like music that tells a story. That's it, really. I like music that has a story behind it, that has a bit of meaning behind it. It's all very well having a track where the lyrics just go from start to end, and you kind of get a message through it, but you can't quite work out what it is. But this is actually a bit of a life story. This is Brian Van Der Ark with his track, Little Man.
Hold on for dear life, little man, you'll be living with the cards that you've been dealt. You can hold the world in your hands, little man, but you'll never know the pain your mother felt. You may find yourself a little man, and you worry it's an ordinary life. Then one day you'll find you're in demand, lonely man, and in a moment she will want to be your wife. This is a complicated world that offers you very simple days, where all the simple-minded people live in pure and simple ways. There are no ordinary lives, only some ordinary days, where all the ordinary people live in extraordinary ways. Then you welcome to your life a little girl, it's a girl, a little later than you wanted, but too early for this world. And you can hold her tiny body in your hands, lucky man, she will overcome more than the other girls could ever stand. This is a complicated world that offers you very simple days, where all the simple-minded people live in pure and simple ways. There are no ordinary lives, only some ordinary days, where all the ordinary people live in extraordinary ways. Simple days where all the simple-minded people live in pure and simple ways. There are no ordinary lives, only some ordinary days, where all the ordinary people live in extraordinary ways.
of your life. Little man, you'll be living with the cards that you've been dealt. You can hold the world in your hands, little man, but you'll never know the love your mother felt.
Brian van der Ark there with Little Man. Amazing song, really, really enjoyable. Fantastic story in there as well. Puts me in mind of the Phil Collins track Father to Son. What's the other one? Might have been Lonely Boy, I can't remember. Yeah, I think it was. Very similar kind of thing, where it kind of tracks you through different stages of life and it's really, really good musical storytelling. BrianVanderArk.com, BrianVanderArk.com. Again, links will be in the show notes. May well dig out some more storytelling ones, because I've got a few tucked in the archives of the Bugcast. That track played back on episode number 60, which I think was last May. So we're going back a bit. I don't know if you've worked out all the tracks that that we've played so far are tracks that have been played on the Bugcast before. I have said this before. If you want to hear new stuff that we haven't played before, then you do want to head along to the Bugcast, which is broadcast live every Friday night. Well, most Friday nights at 9 p.m. UK time at thebugcast.org/live. It's also available as a podcast. And if you head along to thebugcast.org/listen, it'll give you links and stuff there of how to actually get the show on a regular basis. Well, I think that's it. Thank you very much indeed for coming, for listening. And thanks for sticking with me as well. I can't tell at the moment what the download figures are like because of where I'm hosting the show at the moment. I'm going to try and get the logs published once November is over, so I can pull all the logs into one place and get them stuck into where they should be. So then I'll have some idea of whether people actually are listening to this or not. I hope you are, and I hope you're enjoying it. I am, still. I think all things told, once November's passed, I won't be doing a daily show on a regular basis. Like I said before, it does take it out of me. And as much as I enjoy it and I enjoy spending time with you guys, I think we'll just stick with the usual, you know, once a week show with the odd one chucked in here and there. Hope that's okay with you. Well, I hope you have a fantastic Thursday. We will speak again tomorrow. And tomorrow, I think I'm going to spend a bit of time telling you about the music sources that we use in the Bugcast, where we get the music from. Because if you've never heard any of this stuff before, you're probably thinking to yourself, do you know, actually, this is fairly good stuff. Where are you getting it from? Well, hopefully tomorrow I will have a chance to tell you. So if you want to get in touch, feedback@thebugcast.org is the place to go. So then, I think that's about it. I've forgotten to start the outro music early, so I'm afraid you're going to get a longer version of that. as is always the way. I think I'm going to cut down the intro and outro for the rest of this month, because we did have some feedback very early on saying that they thought the intro and outro were too long. And the idea was that I was going to talk over the end outro, like I am at the moment, so I'm covering this pretty well, so that it doesn't appear as long as it actually is. So anyway, enough of me. Have a great day. Catch you tomorrow. See ya.